Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the final Musical Connections podcast of 2024. It is the show where you'll discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. So join me now as we explore what makes Newfoundland and Labrador's music scene different from the others. And if you're listening out there, be a part of my mission in growing our Newfoundland and Labrador music sector one song at a time. That means sharing this podcast with your friends, letting them know about the artists that are featured on this show, and spreading the word about the Newfoundland and Labrador music scene. It'll help out this show a lot if you share this podcast with your friends and listen to it as well. And leave a review while you're here as well. It'll help the show a lot too. So there are many ways you can help out spread the word about the music industry of Newfoundland and Labrador. It is our last podcast episode of 2024, and thank you so much for tuning in over the course of the past year. I'll talk more about it towards the outro. Well, this episode, we're celebrating an Aaron's Pub Christmas with two of the members of Military Road. I welcome Andrew LeDrew and Caleb Mahoney to the podcast as they talk about an Aaron's Pub Christmas, the song that Military Road recorded just about a month or so ago and was officially released and which we have featured on Newfound releases in the past. We'll talk about the construction of that song and how it was initially a tribute to the first owner of Aaron's Pub, Ralph O'Brien. And we also talk about their respective careers, their influences, and so much more. On the note of Newfound releases, it's time to feature our last batch of the year. These songs were either released or submitted to me between December the 8th to the 14th. And we kick it off with a frequent contributor to this podcast, Alaben. Right now, here is Prodigine to kick off the Newfound releases of the week. Alaben on Newfound releases with Prodigine, and you can mishear that lyric as prodigy. So well played there, Alaben. Well played. We now go to traditional Irish band Big Jib. It is the brainchild of Kurt and Joseph Blackmore, and right now here is a song that they did for a live taping for Eastlink TV. They did about a month or so ago. Here is their take on Steve Earle's Nothing But a Child right here on Newfound releases.
It's a great tune called Nothing But a Child.
Once upon a time, in a far off land, a wise man saw a sign and set across the sand with songs of praise to sing. They traveled day and night with precious gifts to bring, guided by the light. They chased a brand new star ever towards the west, across the mountains far. But when it came to rest, they scarce believed their eyes. They come so many miles, and this miracle they prized was nothing but a child. Nothing but a child who washed those tears away. For God, who once again we all can be children for a while. Now all around the world, in every town, every day is heard a precious little sound, and every mother kind and every father proud looks down in awe to find another chance allowed. Child, go wash those tears away. For God, a weary world into the light of day. Nothing but a child could help erase those miles. So once again, we all can be children. Those tears away. For God, a weary world into the light of day. Nothing but a child could help erase those miles. So once again we all can be children for a while. Nothing but a child.
And that was Big Jib with their take on Steve Earle's Nothing But a Child. We now go to Derek Strong, and he put out this song about a week or two ago, and this song has a real simple message that we somehow always seem to forget this time of year. Christmas is the time for forgiveness, and Christmas means forgiveness. Right now, here is Derek Strong with that tune for you now on Newfound Releases.
There's not a father on this planet without words that he'd take back. You've given half a minute to roll the sadness back. So I understand the silence in that you had to leave. But Christmas means forgiveness. Please believe. You know, I leave the porch light on, the keys under the mat. If I hear your car pull up, the driver will be there to take your hat. Till then I'll sit right in the window with my heart upon my sleeve. 'Cause Christmas means forgiveness. Please believe.
Please believe.
Stocking will be hung by the chimney with care, in the hopes that you soon will be there. A single star will guide you from the top of our tree, 'cause Christmas means forgiveness. Please believe.
Please believe.
Father's heart can break like no one else's can. While the rest of the world watches, we take it like a man. But the house, it feels so empty. Could you grant me a reprieve? 'Cause Christmas means forgiveness. Please be. Christmas means forgiveness. Please believe. Christmas means forgiveness. Please believe.
Please believe.
Very simple message that gets lost during this time of the year where everything is just fast-paced and just get everything that you can to celebrate that special time of year. Derek Strong for you with Christmas Means Forgiveness. And we now go to a song that was released back in October, but I'm going to feature it this week for new found releases since this is the last one of the year. Elizabeth Shepherd is next with a tribute to her mama. Here is Mama from Elizabeth Shepherd on new found releases.
That love is something rare and
that was Elizabeth Shepherd for you on Newfound Releases with Mama. We now go to a brand new project, which is a Southern Gothic band from St. John's called The Lost and Found. It is the brainchild of Ben Chapman Smith, and him and I were talking about this new project he was preparing for during Music Celebration Week 2024. And on November 25th, he debuted this at Music NL's Open Mic Night, which he hosts from time to time. And the full band includes Ben Chapman Smith on guitar and vocals, Pat Sloan on bass guitar, Gina Burgess on violin and backup vocals, Liza Constantinova on clarinet, and Olive McPhail on tuba. And very uniquely sounding album here. Definitely hits that Southern Gothic vibe that Ben is looking for with this group. And they recorded their debut album, Live at the Ship. Right now, here is a track from that new album. Here is Raccoon from The Lost and Found on Newfound Releases.
The Lost and Found Band, first time on stage. One, two, three, four.
I won't leave you behind. Take
That was The Lost and Found on Newfound Releases with a Nick Tihan track called Raccoon. We now go to our final Newfound release of 2024. Pretty crazy to believe that we're done Newfound releases and almost done the podcast for 2024. We wrap it up with Goose Bay-based band Wild Step. Now, Ben Rogers, who was in this group, sent this song off to me, and Follow the Smoke is the upcoming album that will be out next year, and it follows elements from hard rock, stoner jams, and doom metal to create something ugly and heavy. And the group consists of Ben Rogers on guitar and vocals, bass and backup vocals from Sheldon Saunders, Mikey Murphy on lead guitar, and John Jeff Wall on drums. And this is a really dirty sounding song, but it's dirty in a good way, because when it comes to the rock and roll that these guys want to play, they are definitely hitting all the right notes that they told me with this tune. Right now, from their upcoming album, Follow the Smoke, here are Wild Step for you with Follow on Newfound Releases.
We'll be right back.
And that wraps up new found releases for the year and for this week. If you want to be included in this segment, feel free to email musicalconnectionsnl@gmail.com. And if you want, you can head over to my link tree by looking at my new found releases guide, and it'll tell you everything that you need to know about the segment and how you qualify for it. It is now time for the last interview of this show for 2024, and we are celebrating an Aaron's Pub Christmas with Andrew LeDrew and Caleb Mahoney of Military Road. They come in the studio to talk about an Aaron's Pub Christmas, how they wrote it and produced it, and how it all started as a tribute to the first owner of Aaron's Pub, the founder, Ralph O'Brien. We also talk about their respective careers and why they decided to bring Military Road back together for this time of the year. We cover all that and more in our conversation, our final one of the year. So let's get connecting with Andrew LeDrew and Caleb Mahoney of the group Military Road. Greetings, everybody. Welcome back to the Musical Connections podcast. I am your host, Zach Snow. This is the last episode of the podcast for 2024. And from the bottom of my heart, I just want to say to you guys out there that have been watching on YouTube or listening to the podcast on your favorite streaming services, thank you so much for supporting the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. And you out there, if you're watching, you are a big part of my mission of growing our Newfoundland and Labrador music sector, one song at a time. Well, joining me today, it feels like an Aaron's Pub Christmas because these guys just released their first single under Military Road in a very long time. It is called An Aaron's Pub Christmas. And joining me now to talk all about that and more, Andrew LeDrew and Caleb Mahoney. How are you doing, brother?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good, Zach. Good to be here.
And thanks so much again for coming on. We've been trying to set this up for a couple of weeks now, Andrew.
Yeah.
And we were trying to figure out, was it going to be just you? Was it going to be the two of you? And we got both of you guys here. Welcome aboard.
Yes, thanks.
Good to be here.
So right off the hop here, a brand new song. It's called An Aaron's Pub Christmas. And I'd imagine you spent some time at Aaron's Pub writing this, I would imagine. So tell me a little bit about the brand new song. Andrew, we'll start with you.
Well, I wrote this, I wrote it about a year ago. And it was originally supposed to be just a song about Aaron's Pub and a tribute to our friend Ralph O'Brien, who used to own Aaron's Pub and played in so many, you know, in Sons of Aaron and on his own. And anyway, I wanted to make a tribute to him. So I asked Caleb, I was like, let's go in the studio and see if and bang it out. And then when I passed, I asked Robert Kelly to play bass on it. And he came back and said, this should be a Christmas song. So I was like, yeah, after 20 seconds, I was like, yeah, it could be. So I went and changed the lyrics and made a Christmas song. So we went into the studio to record it.
So what was it like, producing this, Caleb? Because I believe you did co-produce this with Robert Kelly.
Well, myself and Andrew actually pretty much, and Scott Hammond pretty much did this one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, Robert played on it, but he was... Most of the time, it was myself and Andrew and Scott that were there.
Okay, so what was it like recording this song?
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. Of course, I was in Gearbox with Scott Hammond, so we're brothers, you know. It's great to spend time together with him. He's so good at what he does, and it was just a really good song, too. But it was interesting when Robert suggested that, because it really did lend itself to.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, when Ralph had Aaron's Pub, we used to hang out down there on Christmas Eve. We go every Christmas Eve till around 4 or 5 in the day and stuff. So it meant a lot to me to do it, because there was a lot of memories and stuff involved in it.
Oh, for sure. And what Ralph started back in the mid-1980s and what has become today, I mean, if it weren't for Aaron's Pub, you probably wouldn't be seeing O'Reilly's Pub or Shamrock City or Broderick's these days. It really was, Ralph was really a trailblazer in that it's bringing the first Irish pub here to Newfoundland and Labrador. And all the love in the world right now to Ralph. He's not doing so well right now, but we love you, buddy. Hope you're doing great. But he's currently going through a battle with dementia, I believe, right?
Early onset or something like that. Yeah, he's in a home right now. So this, but he's in, you know, he's in good spirits. And just like anything, this early onset like comes and goes. But I mean, we had a visit with him last week, and
last Tuesday,
yeah, and he knew, you know, he knew us, and he was in good spirits and stuff like that. So it's just, yeah, so we're trying to support him. And I know a bunch of other musicians go down and see him too, you know, Chris Andrews and the guys, and there is a lot of support for him. So Yeah, so it's nice to go down and reminisce. When we were down there, I put up YouTube videos on my phone of Sons of Aaron, all the old days and everything, and he seemed to enjoy that. So
yeah, I believe the Sons of Aaron TV shows now are on NTV Plus.
Oh, is that right?
And you can watch those back. So next time you see him, you should show him that.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I'd like to see it. I'd like to check that out.
But Ralph, if you're out there, if you're seeing this, Jody, if you're watching this, love to you all. And Godspeed, guys. Yeah. Now, of course, you guys have been playing together for many, many years. Of course, Calum, you're a force in the music scene. You've played in Gearbox back in the 90s. And you've produced albums for Alan Ricketts and Mike Hanrahan. And you've actually written some songs for Great Big Sea. Mm-hmm. So I want to start with you first on when it comes to how you got into music first. What started this all for you?
I went to school with the guys at Gearbox. We all went to school when we were in kindergarten. We met then. And everybody, we just happened to have like a common interest in it. So we were only 13 or 14 when we started rehearsing just for a concert at school, like a, you know, some sort of a production that they had. And we just decided that we'd start writing a bit, and it was almost by accident, you know, but it became intense, you know, and I can't imagine not doing it. It's like, it's not even, I don't even consider it to be a job, really. It's just sort of what happens. But, you know, that was the thing. We were only 13 or 14 when we started rehearsing.
Put out an
album when we were 17, our first album.
Yeah, Jesus.
Touring, bought a van, you know, toured around all over the place and stuff, which seems kind of crazy now, but we did. But from school, yeah, from Brother Rice, or in St. Bonds and Brother Rice. That's how we really got together.
So is that what the title of St. Bonds, the most recent Gearbox EP you guys put out, was that what it was inspired by?
We recorded that at St. Bonds.
No way!
St. Bonds, yeah, about 20 years ago. And it was unreleased. And so when we did the Iceberg Alley reunion this past summer, we just decided to put it out because there was not even really a digital platform when those albums came out.
Yeah, because digital platforms, like, it was about a few years when, you know, Gearbox was, like, you know, really touring heavily, that Napster was only really starting to come to play here as, like, a way to, you know, like, put your music out there illegally, I might add. But it's digital streaming services before, you know, the Spotify and Apple Music. It's really just a way to get your music illegally. But a lot of things have changed since then.
Well, I mean, like I said, it was none of that Gearbox stuff was available online until this past summer, because we just didn't do it because it wasn't even a thing. So it's changed quite a bit, obviously, the last 20 years, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Now, Andrew, you're different here. I mean, you're in a musical family. Your brother, Crystal Drew, and yourself, you've played in the group Brothers in Stereo. You had one album which spawned great songs like Your Voice in a Song I Love From You the Most is The Worst Crowd.
Right, thanks.
What was it like growing up in a family of musicians, especially, you know, being around your brother and whatnot?
I mean, it was okay.
not the worst.
No, it was fine. It was quite normal growing up with two older brothers. You know, I got made fun of a lot and picked on. But I'm 5 years apart from Chris and 7 years apart from Ron. So like I can't really remember when I was a kid, like different parts. But I mean, yes, it was, you know, it was fine. It was normal. I got into the music that they loved, and kind of the music that my dad loved too. But my dad wasn't really a band guy. He was more of a one-hit wonder, one guy, you know. So he used to have all these albums of all the like the hits and everything, and that's what I loved that. And that's what I have in common with my father. We both do like the shiny polished pop songs of the 60s and stuff like that. But I got into Bob Dylan and the Byrds and the Beatles through Chris and Ron, for sure, right?
So, oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And you say Ron Jr., I might
Ron
add.
Jr., yes.
And then Ron Sr. is the station manager at VOWR, which I'm also a volunteer of. Shout out to you, Ron. Shout out to you, boss.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
And, of course, their influences really ring through, and it really shines through in the music that you guys have put out, and especially on your new album, Unusual Miracle.
Yeah.
Unusual Miracle or Miracles?
Miracles is the name of the album, and Unusual Miracle is one song on it. I know, I got to make it confusing all the time.
Oh, yes, for
what
sure.
What I got to do, yeah.
Now, Calum, what about your influences?
Well, they're broad, you know. There's all kinds of things, like, you know, Tom Petty, Pogues. I listen to all kinds of different music, and I still do. Even when I was younger, I did as well. I mean, it was Doors. I loved the Doors when I was growing up.
Wow.
Yeah, all kinds of things. I like. I was into metal and stuff too. Hip hop. I was into like a very broad section. You know?
Totally. Now, how did this whole military road group start? And I'll go to you, Andrew, for this one.
When was 2007? 2000. Somewhere around 2007. Yeah, well, we all knew, we just all hung out together way, you know, before that. I mean, myself and Caleb met in 99, I think, or 98 or something like that, when I was living in Halifax, and Gearbox played a gig with us, and that's where we met. Then I moved home in 2000.
Somebody blew up one of your amps.
Somebody, I think it was Scott. Scott blew up one of our amps, and then
wow,
and friendship started.
Thanks, Scott, for that, yeah.
Yeah. So in 2000, I moved home, and... Chris got me a solo gig at my brother Chris at the Rose and Thistle, and after that he goes, "Now you're on your own." So I just started doing solo gigs and became friendly, and just met up with Caleb again, and we started hanging out. And through him, I met Mike Hammerham, Robert Kelly, through Aaron's Pub, really, because everybody be gigging, doing solo gigs or band gigs all over Water Street and George Street. But we always seem to congregate down at Aaron's Pub, and did so for years, right? So we decided just let's get a four piece on the go and see how it goes. And it was quite easy, and so we played for geez, I don't know how many years, four years or something, maybe,
yeah.
3 or 4 years.
It's been a while now, though, right?
Oh, my God,
like,
yeah.
10 years ago or so.
Yes, it's definitely 10 years. It's over 10 years since we played.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nice doing this, especially for the subject matter of the song, to get everybody together to do the Aaron's Pub song, Aaron's Pub Christmas with the guys and call it Military Road rather than just, I didn't really want to, I mean, I was originally going to do it as a solo, as myself, just to put it out, but... it would have been a better song with these guys in it, you know?
Oh, yes.
So that's what we did.
Yeah, and it really comes back to that connection you've had with Ralph O'Brien when all of you guys were gigging at Aaron's Pub, either together or solo one way or the other. And it's that love, which really, I think it gets lost during this time of the year because we're all, like, about the Christmas machine and getting gifts under the tree. But, mm-hmm. like, for real, though, love is really all we need during this time of the year because it gets lost,
yes,
really.
Love and patience, yeah.
Exactly. Love and patience, that's exactly what it is.
That's one of the things about the song, though, too, it's real. It's not because it's an idea that it was all based on experience because we've all been close to Ralph. He's great. He's very close friends with my father, so I've known Ralph since I was very young.
So you were drinking down to Aaron's Pub since you were 12, right? Yeah. There's a few beers snuck to you when you're back in.
Well, it was actually, you know, not quite. Not, it was a bit older than 12, but. but we used to go there after Gearbox gigs. I remember we used to play at Junctions and come down over the pop into Ralph's and stuff. But it is just very believable because it's true. You know, that's the thing about this song that I've listened to it a bunch of times since it's been done, and that usually I don't do that much. But yeah, I still listen to it all. I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy listening to it. It's because it has a very, it's very real.
For sure. And again, that's something that's really missed during this time of the year where we're all focused on getting that one gift for that special someone. We also got to focus on, you know, that someone we have in our lives and hold them on as much as we can because you never know when it could be gone like that.
Yes, absolutely. It's, yeah, I mean, you're supposed to think that way anyway, really. Like,
oh, absolutely. But it gets, you know, overblown or, like, you know, oversaturated.
Yeah, see,
this time
I'm not, like, I like Christmas and I love Christmas. Well, I have two kids and I love Christmas for the kids and stuff. But I mean, there is always lurking in the back of my mind that people are, you know, this time of year could be super stressful for people. And,
oh, yes.
People with, you know, just financially anyway, with loved ones lost and all that stuff. So it's like, I take Christmas with I do it for the kids.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And you got to get together with some friends you haven't seen in a while. And, you know, Aaron's Pub is a great spot to do that. We always done that, right? So,
well, like I said, Christmas Eve, Ralph would always open till from around 12 until 5. And it was sort of like the regulars or friends and stuff. And he'd be
jammed.
Yeah, and he'd be singing Christmas carols and things. It was beautiful. And all that stuff doesn't seem to exist anymore.
Yeah.
And it was a great memory.
So why don't you think that these days? Why don't you think that exists anymore?
I don't know.
COVID.
Well, that could be.
That definitely has something to play into it.
Yeah, well, people don't go out, don't do that. I guess they do it with their own families.
Well, they watch it on their
phone.
They watch Christmas carols on their iPhones and stuff. Yeah, <that's laughs> they don't do it. They just watch it. So yeah. I don't know. It's just the way of the world, I think, a little bit too. But that was those are great memories. That was beautiful down there in those days.
I seen a photo the other day about like there was a photo that like it, of course it's like, you know, digitally made. And but there was like this comparison photo from 1989. Everyone was at the table. Everyone was having a good time. They were talking with each other. And then you go to 2024. Everyone's on their phones.
Yeah, I mean, there's a disconnect. You know, back then you didn't. I mean, even back when we had flip phones at the bars, we weren't even at them. You know what I mean? It was way better for, you know.
Plus, I mean, you know, people could afford to do it as well. I mean, that's a big thing too. I mean, you know. It's not to, you know, to complain about it, but it's a reality.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it's not like complaining unless, like, you know, you can. It's kind of feels bad for me to say, like, back it up in a sense, because, like, if you don't have the money, you can't really afford to go, you know, spend a night out in the town having dinner with a friend or going to a concert and, you know, supporting local music. It's hard to do that these days because there's so much of it and there's so little money to go around.
Oh, my God. Like, if you, if you go to a Christmas Eve to any pub in town now from 1 to 5 in the afternoon, you're spending $200-$300. Yeah. But back then it was,
all your
you
gifts.
Know, $50. All your gifts. All this gone, right? Yeah.
But that's a different conversation for a different time.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
This is something we could do with, like, a round table for.
Yeah.
Like, the cost of living for being a musician. And that's why, like...
Yeah, let's not get into that.
No, absolutely. And that's why, like, day jobs...
need 2 days. We have to,
absolutely.
Take a sleeping bag down.
Yeah. But that's why, like, especially when I'm talking to a lot of musicians over the course of the podcast this past year, a fair amount of them have day jobs because they can't really afford to be a full-time musician because it costs a lot to really, like, you know, go all in with it.
It does, yeah. I mean, I've worked at Canada Post right through. I've been there 17 years, and I've always, you know, but I like, you know, I like the job and stuff like that. But I've always needed that as well, because I didn't. It was kind of like Caleb too. Like when we played on George Street, we kind of got away with playing our own stuff, right? But a lot of our friends did it for like a living. Do that. They can play 4 or 5 nights a week to the music that, you know, that people want to hear, but people are used to, and they can make a living at it or whatever. But we've always played gigs and just did our own stuff and then mixed some covers in, and we were able to do that. And not a lot of people were doing that back then, right?
I think one thing about it too is you need to have many irons in the fire. You need to have a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, work on a theater show. Work on a produce albums, work on a documentary here and there, and do a gig. You know, you need to have a bunch of things going on, so you need to be quite busy all the time.
Was it always that way, though, versus like when you guys were regularly touring back in the 90s and 2000s?
Well, you worked on a lot of theater stuff.
I worked on a lot of stuff with the Rising Tide Theater. I did all that while Gearbox was happening and stuff. But, you know, it was a little bit different. We were you know, pretty popular band, and we made pretty okay money because a lot of people came to our gigs and stuff. It wasn't like a regular sort of show up and bash it out sort of thing. It was a bit more of a happening. So it is quite different. Now, I haven't played in very much in the last few years, so I don't know exactly, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, because mainly you've been sticking to the producing side of things.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you, Andrew? Has much changed since then?
Since the Military Road stuff?
I want to go back to like the 2000s, like when you were regularly touring with Brothers in Stereo. Like, was it?
Well, we toured, Brothers in Stereo, we put that out in 2003. We toured a little bit 2004, and by 2005, we were home, really. And when I did, I made a solo album. And I got a job at Canada Post, so I was just playing around from Thursday to Sunday, and working my job through the week. So I mean, that was my thing. I wasn't really, that's what I was up to. With Brothers in Stereo, we just, you know, we did a small tour of Ontario and Eastern Canada and stuff like that. But
But it seems like having a day job is not necessarily a bad thing if you're a musician, because you need that to survive.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's just a lot of people, too. And the other thing, too, is there's a lot of talented musicians in this province that have, you know, that have day jobs. Doesn't matter anymore. There was a time at one point where it was just like, you got a day job, you're not, you know, you're not doing the true artist thing, which is kind of like...
Well, even working on music all the time is still a day job. You know what I mean? It's just that it happens to be to be music.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Now, how long before you guys, you know, got back together and made an Aaron's Pub Christmas, how long did you have Military Road on the go for?
3 or 4 years. Well, I mean, it was 3 or 4 years, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, we played... Yeah, I don't think it was much longer than that.
Yeah, so we played weddings, played Aaron's Pub Place.
Played Ralph's wedding, actually.
Oh, wow. Wedding. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah,
that was a good night. I remember that.
So is this really the main reason why you guys got back together now to record this song?
No, I just thought it'd be great to get the guys all together for this song. You know, try to get everybody in the studio and make a Military Road song. Like, we were hemming and hawing about getting strings on it or maybe getting whistles and all this stuff. And we're just like, well, you know, let's just keep it the four of us. And then when we came in with Scott Hammond to do it, whatever, I mean, it was pretty clear within the first night that it was going to sound really, really good. So it was like we were fine with... All I wanted to do was get... What we wanted to do was get the guys together and just do this one. And maybe it might turn into something else. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it was interesting, though, because it was, as things have turned out, it was a tribute to Ralph, but it wasn't as timely as it might seem, you know? It was just something that Andrew was planning on doing anyway. It's just that it's nice to give it to Ralph now. He needs to get his flowers.
Oh, big time. He's, again, one of the big trailblazers of Newfoundland and Labrador music when... him and Dermot, Ferguson, Gary all emigrated to the province. Ralph really made his name here and with the Sons of Erin. They were one of the biggest Irish bands to come out of Ireland to make themselves home here. 100%. And they're legends, really. And Ralph's a legend, too. Like, if he has a Newfoundland and Labrador Music Hall of Fame, again, he'd be a first ballot because he is a trailblazer in every way, shape, or form.
Yeah. And like you said with the pub and everything, too, I mean, that was... First place to have Guinness in Newfoundland and all this.
What?
Yeah. Aaron's was, yes.
No way.
Yeah.
Is it a bad thing if I don't like Guinness?
No, geez, no.
No.
I've had Guinness once and I didn't like it.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's heavy and it's not. No, it's not a bad thing. I don't particularly. I'll have it every now and then. I find it heavy though. Look, you know.
I'm going to judge you over that.
I don't like.
I'll take it.
Like, I'm sure there's other trad musicians out there that don't like Guinness. That's for sure.
But again, the impact and you know the snowball effect that it had on our music scene too. You wouldn't have bands like Great Big Sea or the Irish Descendants or the Masterless Men or the Celtic Connection or the Punters come out of that pub. And, you know, subsequently when pubs like O'Reilly's and Greensleeves and Broderick's and all these other pubs that are home to performers who play Irish and Newfoundland traditional music on a nightly basis, where would they be without Aaron's Pub?
Well, they all started there. That's where it was.
All those guys.
All of them that you just mentioned started at Aaron's.
Yeah, and we were all amongst these people too, right? Like, we're all... You know, we all partied with them, and we're all, if they were playing down there, we'd check them out. If they, you know, if we were, they'd do the same. Plus with the session and, you know, the session that went on earlier in the afternoon and stuff, it was just a great vibe. It's just I know the session still goes on and stuff, but I mean, I don't know if it's the same vibe is there. It'd be great, you know, if that came back with this, with a kind of new generation, but.
A lot of things came from Aaron's.
Yep.
I mean, even the Gearbox, Fergus O'Byrne collaboration all came from there, pretty much, you know what I mean, all that. So and you know, you could go in. Ralph would he gave a lot, he gives a lot, you know, he helped people out, he'd give them gigs when he knew that they needed them and things, you know.
Well, so. he gave me and my cousin Barry LeDrew, he was the drummer in Brothers Stereo. He gave us a gig down at Aaron's when there was nobody playing what we were playing. Usually it was just, not strictly now, but it was mostly traditional music or in all the sessions and stuff. But he loved how me and Barry sang with our harmonies, and he gave us a gig down there. So we were the only ones really doing old Buddy Holly and Beatles songs.
That's true,
yeah. 'Cause he hired us because he liked our harmonies. And
you know, Dermot O'Reilly will be down there saying the same thing. He used to love me and Barry singing and singing all the old Buddy Holly songs and stuff. And he gave me a gig there. Because I was like, most of the musicians down there, like, were all traditional musicians and me. And I just hung out with all these guys because they were my friends. And that's the scene I like to be in.
Listen, if there's one thing we know about Ralph O'Brien and also about the late Dermot O'Reilly, God bless him, he's a good spotter of talent.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to stick with you for a second, Andrew, because you released your first album, I believe, since 2013, 2014. It's called Unusual Miracles, and I got to play one of the songs on the podcast. Yeah. So I want to go to you first, and I'll go to you because you helped produce this record as well. Yeah. How did it feel to have all new music out for the first time in what seemed like almost a decade?
It was good. It was the right time to do it, too, and thankfully got some funding to do it. So we went, I asked Caleb right away, I was like, would you produce it? He was like, yeah, let's do it. And I mean, it took a couple years, but I mean, it's just, we did it at our own pace. I utilized the funding that I got to get all the musicians in town that I wanted on this, which I've been accused of before of on Fair Winds, of using only the best musicians to my advantage. And I'm like, well, yeah, this is what I'm doing.
Yes, because you want it to sound as great as you want it to be.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, I could have done it myself with a couple of guys and my brother. Hey, you know, Chris would have came in and played on all of it if I asked him to. So, yeah, I utilized the funding, and I got Paul Kinsman, Jeff Panting, like you name it. I got a bunch of people in to help me make this album. And, over a span of a year and a half, 2 years, we did it, and we came out with 10 songs we were happy with, and, it was a joy. I loved it.
Yeah, what about you, Caleb? Because you produced this record. What is your process like when it came to, you know, crafting the sound that Andrew would end up, you know, putting out for Unusual Miracles?
It was a little bit different than usual because Andrew finishes his songs. Andrew has the arrangements and stuff are pretty... You know, they're pretty much there. So it was a little bit different that way. So it was about how to build them with instrumentation and stuff as opposed to sort of, you know, Andrew has the pre-production done, basically, before you go and his songs are there. And it was just to give it a little bit of authenticity, a little bit of dirt, a little bit of dirt in the gas, sort of, to make it sort of real and a little dangerous but soothing, you know? It's... I still listen to that.
Yeah.
You know, because after you hear it 500 times when you're doing it, sometimes you can tire of it a little.
Yeah, it's got to go through certain mixes and the stuff just to figure out which one's the best.
Well, I mean, you know, there's 10, 12 mix variations, you know, back and forths and all that. So you're listening, and then mastering. So you listen to it an awful lot while you're doing it.
But, oh, yeah. Who mastered this?
Justin Mertzoy.
Yeah,
Mertzoy
Justin Mertzoy. Right?
Yeah. And Scott Hammond mixed it, and Mertzoy mastered it, yeah.
Yeah, Mertzoy, I've heard of his work because he's done some work with Donnie Love with his Avengers Unknown show, and that's really all I've...
Yes, he plays the metal guitar in the background.
Oh, nice.
Well, I see he did, there's at the end of, I think there was Donnie Love was doing, I think they were out with Skidoo. Guys on Skidoo was doing jumps on the West Coast or something. Then there was this crazy, like, guitar on the go or whatever.
I wonder who that is.
I know, and at the end of the credits, I see Justin Mertzoy, music for us, so I text him right away. It was like, who was the wanker who played that metal solo during the Skidoo jumps or whatever, right? He came back and said, ha, you saw that, didn't you? I was like, yeah, way to go. Yeah.
But it goes to show how talented he is, Justin Mertzoy. Yeah. If you're out there, I want to get you on, too, in the new year.
Oh, yeah, and you know what? He's got tons of stories, so that'd be a good
Yes, podcast. And he put out JMFM this past year as well.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I know, the guy's crazy. He's in,
We've done lots of stuff together, myself. Yeah. And, well, he did your first album.
Yep.
Myself and Justin have worked on Janet Cull, Mike Hanrahan, Streel. Ray Shears, like a lot of albums over the...
Wow.
Yes, he produced my first album, Ladies Lookout, from his basement in Gulf Avenue, which got engulfed by water one point. Yeah, yeah. Got flooded out there, too. Yes, you should get Justin in. He's got some stories.
Oh, super for sure. Man. And I'm getting you guys in again to tell some more stories and stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, of course, Military Row, this song, Aaron's Pub Christmas, which we're going to play after this conversation here. Yeah. Will this turn into anything more than what you guys just recorded here? Is there going to be an album? Are you going to do like a small show here or there?
We're doing a show on December 14th at Aaron's Pub, starting at 9 o'clock. So we'll do two one-hour sets, and that'll be kind of like a reunion and a release for the single. So, as far as doing an album or other songs, I'd be totally up for it.
Me too.
For sure.
Me too. It was great. It was great fun to do it. And it was fun too. It was, the work was good, but it was, you know, it just felt easy.
It was
too,
easy.
You know,
yeah.
It was fun. So I'd be all over doing some more for sure.
Now you've put out your album, Unusual Miracles, this past year. We were talking a bit off the air here before we started this. You're working on a few albums yourself, Caleb. So what are you working on?
Well, I just finished up an album for Grace Shears and a documentary. That's ongoing. There's going to be 5 more episodes of this documentary series called Finding Grace.
Yeah, because you worked on this well with Stephen Green and Brad Tuck of Center City.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah. And right in the middle of doing an new Alan Ricketts album right now, and Marquita Walsh, an album and a theater production that she's written. So, yeah, it going on.
That is wicked, guys. Now, of course, we're going to get to this song in just a moment, but for people who want to find out more about Caleb Mahoney and Andrew LeDrew and everything you guys are doing, where can we go when it comes to, say, socials and websites?
I'll do updates and posts on social media, on Instagram and on Facebook. There's a Facebook page for Military Road. And my website, which, I mean, I probably got to literally go in with a broom and dust it off, but that's about it. I mean, if we do any more shows or any more promotion for the songs,
personal
accounts and stuff, yeah. So, and Military Road fan page on Facebook, and that's it.
And what about you, Caleb?
I have never been on social media ever.
Really?
No. No. No Facebook. No Twitter. No. No. Anything.
So you can just reach me, and then I'll ask him, and he'll tell me, and then I'll tell you.
Talk to my people.
I'll be his people.
Well, I think where we can find you is on liner credits for albums they produced, and you produce some killer albums, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Well, Andrew, Caleb, thanks so much for coming on the podcast. Thank you for being my last guest of 2024, and this won't be your last time here. I may get you on individually, together again. Who knows? There are so much more great stories to tell. And thanks again for doing this, guys.
Yeah, no sweat.
From the group Military Road, that was Andrew LeDrew and Caleb Mahoney. And here is their brand new song that we are going to close out the show with. This is an Aaron's Pub Christmas from Military Road on the Musical Connections Podcast.
Another Christmas alone by the glow of the water street lights. Well, the sleet and the rain never kept them away as they poured another pint to my soul. And I stood to the mic and the session held tight. I said, come on, people, let's go. And we're waiting for a miracle. We've got nowhere in sight. Take one down from the shelf with the icy cool gleam in his eye. And with the raise of his hand, he could cripple most men, but he always seen something in me. The car bombs would ring and the whiskey he'd sling. Another shot, another toast, I believe. Those basilica bells, they rang out at 12 as we sang, I'll be there Christmas Eve. And we're waiting for a miracle, but God's nowhere in sight. Waiting for a miracle at Aaron's Pub tonight.
as I sang for my life. When a hand led the way down from the stage, and she helped me out through the night. And the pub's Christmas lights went as dark as the night. Another gig, another nail in my soul. And we closed Aaron's pub, and you showed me your love. I said, come on, sweetheart, let's go. And
now that the podcast is wrapped up for 2024, what a year it's been. I believe we've had about more than 50 to 60 guests here on the show. I think I featured about 1 to 200 releases. I haven't done the numbers yet for how much we've covered over the past year, but I'll have that on my socials over the next few days. In the meantime, I'll be taking a two-week break from new episodes. I'll put a compilation here or there on my podcast streaming services, so I'll recap the newfound releases of the year, and I'll also recap my favorite interviews from this year as well. Not saying all of them were not good, but I'll just highlight some of my favorite ones that I really had the most fun with. In the meantime, if you want to catch up with Musical Connections content in 2024 and look back on the best of the year, you can follow me on my Facebook page, Zach Snow, Zach Snow NL on Instagram, and you can also subscribe to the Musical Connections YouTube channel for full-length interview videos and social media content. And I'll be working on that huge backlog that I have of interviews that I've recorded so far, and they should mostly be up before the podcast returns next year, but I'll do my best. From me to you, if you're listening out there, thank you so much for supporting this podcast. And please subscribe to this podcast. Please follow along for this podcast. My mission really gets nowhere if you guys don't follow and subscribe to this show. It'll spread the word about this show a lot to our peers who would like to know more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador, and we have a boatload of content to go through. So, if you're listening, share this with your friends and tag it on your Facebook or Instagram and tell them to subscribe to the YouTube channel. It'll help spread the word about the show a lot, and the music sector, and the musicians that are involved with it as well. It's all about growing our music sector one song at a time, and I really do believe that, and we're going to go hard on it in 2025. And that does it for Musical Connections for 2024. That wraps up episode 105. New episodes return January the 7th, so stay tuned to my socials for guests and newfound releases. In the meantime, stay safe out there, guys, and be kind to one another this year, as sometimes that message gets lost in the Christmas madness. But from my house to yours, have a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, safest of New Year, and the healthiest and happiest New Year possible. And I'll talk to you in the New Year. Safe home.